Hello and welcome to What's Good Huskies. We're here in the studios of UTVS down in the basement of Stuart Hall. Today on What's Good Huskies, we're joined by a very, very special guest. I think St. Cloud State head wrestling coach Steve Costanzo. Steve, such a pleasure to chat with you. What's good? How's it going?
That's going great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you thinking of us.
Of course, Steve. One of the big programs here on campus is St. Cloud State wrestling. We'll talk a lot about Huskies wrestling, the Black and Red Edge, throughout today. How have these last couple months been for you, Steve? I know we're here in later spring. The NCAA championships were just a month or two past us now. What does this recruiting season kind of look for you?
It's been busy since the end of the championship segment. I mean, we have been busy with recruits each weekend. Throughout the weeks as well, we planned for a banquet. We had fundraising campaign that we just finished Monday, so it's been a really busy time.
I know you and Brady keep yourselves very, very busy this time of year. People look at coaches and they're like, "Well, what happens after the season? It's right back to work, right?"
Yeah, it's probably a lot busier now than it was during the season. So, you know, during the season, you just focus on your team, your practices, and your training, and now we've got a lot more going on.
Do you get any time away from it a little bit? I know during the season you've got opens, you've got duels on weekends. Do you get some weekends away?
Yeah, there's some weekends that are freed up, you know, and maybe we don't have recruiting visits that weekend and so forth. We can do them in the middle of the week as well. But we've been packed jam with recruits and banquets and all that kind of stuff. So it's been a busy time, like I said. So.
The Huskies awards banquet is maybe one of the best off season parts, and there's a lot of things that you do in the off season. It's not just the banquet. That banquet just a couple weeks ago here for us, yeah. Steve. How special is that? How great was it to see so many of your wrestlers awarded and honored?
It's a special time, you know, and it's only done once a year, obviously, and wait till the end of the year to honor our guys and honor our team. And there's just there's a lot to talk about. And we had a lot to talk about this year, so it was an excellent time. Brought some alumni back. We had Alumni Achievement Award winner Joe Anderson. Then we had our Wrestling Hall of Fame inductee Derek Scala, and so it's a good time.
I know you had the opportunity to coach both Joe and Derek. Seeing those guys continue to achieve after their collegiate wrestling careers, I know Derek, a national champion, being inducted into the very prestigious Hall of Fame for St. Cloud State Wrestling. How great was it to see them and just kind of chat with them again?
It was great, you know, and just to see how much they've matured over the years. And, of course, when I brought them in, they were 19 years old at the time, and now they're, you know, close to 30 probably or more. But, you know, one of them, Derek's married, has a few kids, and then Joe's doing so well in his business right now, and it's really good catching up with them and then hearing them talk about their careers as well.
Steve, looking back on this season, 2022-23, every year is so special for this group. Different groups of seniors each year help to build this program to what it is. Maybe culminating in that National Duels Championship this year, winning the team duels title there in January. What was that experience like, getting to add another one of those National Duels titles?
Well, it never gets old, that's for certain. We beat a great team in the finals. Had a couple breaks in there, which helped us win the dual meet championship over Central Oklahoma. But, you know, Central Oklahoma's got a dominant in terms of wrestling program, a tradition that dates back way to the 70s, the 80s. And they've won multiple national championships. And in my opinion, that might have been one of the best teams that they've ever put on the mat. And the Huskies beat them at the national duels.
And to see your team rise up like that, knowing, I think coming in, Central Oklahoma was the number one team in the country there at the National Duels. Seeing your boys step up, and you've seen them do that time in, time out throughout your career here. How special was it to see them rise to the challenge?
Well, certainly special. Anytime you win a national championship, it's special, right? So, but they certainly rise to the challenge, rise to the occasion. It was a tough fought duel. I think we split 5 wins apiece. And it came down to bonus points, and fortunately, we got a pin at 125 pounds to start the duel off. That was huge, and then I think we might have even had a major decision in there somewhere as well. But tough duel, and it was certainly a memorable duel for us.
I think that duel was also a big coming out party for a couple of your younger wrestlers. We talk so much about the seniors on this group, the leaders. You had some young guys step up. Nick Novak, what more can you say? Undefeated season, NSIC and Super Region V Wrestler of the Year. He gets a huge win in that national duels, the final duel of that tournament as well. He gets a big win. Elijah Novak really toughed it out against a great wrestler in that national duel also. Seeing those young guys develop throughout this year, Steve, what did you see out of those younger guys as they got ready and continued to prepare?
Well, there was a lot of grit out of those guys. You know, Nick Novak, I think he was went back and forth with that Johnson kid from UCO in that match. But the difference was he kept wrestling. And there's 7 minutes in a match, and he needed all 7 minutes to win that match. And but fortunately, you know, he's trained like that. He's one of those guys that he doesn't stop wrestling to that final whistle. And then you look at a guy like Elias Craig. He was in there at 141 for us, redshirt freshman. So we had a couple freshmen out there, actually a few freshmen, true freshmen at heavyweight. And if there would have been any bonus points at heavyweight, we certainly could have lost that duel. But Elijah went out there, toughed it out against the national champion. So,
Steve, throughout this year, everything kind of leads towards the NCAA championships, right? It's all a preparation for what's going to happen there. You have the national duels, you have the NCAA tournament. Taking third at that meet, I don't think people really understand how impressive of a performance that was to take third. You had six teams who had more wrestlers than you did there. Talk to us about that weekend. What was it like in Cedar Rapids watching your boys perform?
Well, we've had a lot of adversity this year, and I won't get into all of it at this time, but for us to come away with a trophy, a third-place finish, it was phenomenal. We had some things that happened at the national tournament that we didn't expect either, and it goes with the territory in the sport of wrestling, but I was certainly proud to get on the podium with those guys, host the bronze trophy up, and come away with an individual national champion in Nick Novak.
You get four All-Americans, including Nick Novak, who wins a national title. Your first maybe homegrown national title in a while. Cameron Teacher, of course, won one a couple years ago. Having Novak podium, you had Dom Murphy up there as well, Abner Romero and Anthony Herrera. Tell us a bit about those four men. That what separates them as they continue to evolve in their collegiate careers?
Well, you know, they went down there. I'm sure they each had the goal of getting on top of that podium. Only one was able to do it, but certainly proud of all of their efforts. We've got some multiple-time All-Americans in there with Anthony Herrera. Unfortunately, Joey Biacchini didn't make the podium, but a lot happened with him this year in terms of injuries, but he was a big part of that team. And then we got two big wins out of Caleb Meekins at 133. Although he didn't make it to the podium, those pins were significant in terms of the team totals. So I could have been the difference between third and fourth. So really all six of those guys contributed to that team trophy, and it was just a really good effort.
Do you have any favorite moments from this past season that stick out to you? Is, you know, that's something that I'll remember for a long time?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I got a lot of significant moments, but the one that really sticks out is to see an individual reach the pinnacle of our sport in our division to be a national champion. That's probably the greatest feeling for me, is to watch someone actually win that championship and know that they put so much into it, and not just this season, but their whole career, and finally reach the top of that stage, that podium. It's really gratifying for me.
Such a special moment too, right? To see him point up at the stands. You've got just a whole wall of Huskies cheering him on throughout that national title meet, that national title match. Just, it's a moment you can't really capture, right?
Yeah, it's hard to capture, and you'd like to relive it several different times in your mind. And I'm sure Nick's doing that. But Nick's got to kind of let it go, right? He's got to let it go. He's got to get ready for the next one. He's only going to be a junior next year, and he's on pace to maybe be one of the greatest wrestlers we've ever had at St. Cloud State, and we've had some really good ones. So, you know, as gratifying it is for him and myself, we got to get ready for the next one.
Steve, we'll talk a lot about the legacy in just a bit. We're going to step away here on What's Good Huskies. More with St. Cloud State Wrestling head coach Steve Costanzo when we come back.
Your college experience begins with your dream. Your college experience will uniquely be your own, but your journey will be guided by our community. Your college experience boldly looks to tomorrow, using the very best science and technology to make discoveries otherwise only dreamt about. Your college experience brings you to St. Cloud State University. Be you. Be bold. Be a Husky.
Welcome back to What's Good Huskies. We're here in the studios of UTVS in the basement of Stuart Hall. I'm Thomas Breach. Joining us today is the legendary head coach, Steve Costanzo. Steve, I think I can call you that with everything that you've done here at SCSU. We want to talk a little bit about this wrestling program that the Huskies have here, a very, very special program at SCSU, one that has brought the university its first five national titles, one that I don't think you can really give enough credit in just a short amount of time to talk about it. When you came in, Steve, transforming this program into a national power, what went into that? What were some things that you really focused on throughout your career here to help build this program into what it is?
Well, when arriving here in 06, we had a lot of passionate alumni that really wanted to get this program off the ground and thought it had the capability to do so. And I think I'm one of those individuals that in the hiring process, I saw the same thing. I think it was a no-brainer coming to St. Cloud, Minnesota. Central Minnesota wrestling is very, very good in the state of Minnesota. There is actually a tradition. There was a tradition at St. Cloud State with wrestling before I even came here. Back in the 60s, they were a powerhouse and had several national champions and even Olympians. So the tradition was there. We just had to rekindle the fire. And although it took a few years to do so, we had a lot of people behind the scenes doing a lot of different things and help us to get to where we're at today.
Five national titles. Even winning one national title is something that's a very, very difficult thing to do. And those certainly weren't flash in the pans. And the years before, runner-ups, top three finishes, top four finishes at the national tournament. Can you really capture how special each of those moments are with those groups that brought St. Cloud State to the very top of the wrestling world?
It's hard to comprehend what we've done and the type of kids that we've had through our program and the individual performances that they've had. We're just always looking forward to the next year, to be honest with you. And, you know, at the end of the day, and maybe one day we'll reflect back and think a little bit more about what we did. But right now we're always thinking about to the future. You know, we don't really look back and think about too much of what we've done. We always look forward and try to prepare for the next one. So, I'm very fortunate that I've been able to be a part of this, but like I said, there's so many different individuals that are behind the scenes doing so many great things for the program, including our alumni. We have an excellent alumni base. They follow us all over the country, watch our matches. They're at all of our events. And then I've been fortunate to have some really good assistants along the way as well. Brady Wilson's been with me for 12 years. I can't thank him enough for his loyalty to me, SCSU Wrestling, the kids. I mean, he's done a phenomenal job, and he's had opportunities where he could go elsewhere and be a head coach, and he's chosen to stay here with me and be a part of this program, and we're grateful for that.
Steve, we're certainly grateful for this program at St. Cloud State, and speaking of the future, we can't wait to see what 2023-24 has in store for Huskies wrestling. As always, Steve, our time runs a little bit short here, so thank you so much for coming on with us here today.
Appreciate it. It's been a good time visiting with you.
And with that should wrap things up for us here in the studios of UTVS. This has been What's Good Huskies. For Steve Costanzo, this is Thomas Breach signing off.